liquid. Forget Becherovka or even Slivovice. It's Czech rum, Tuzemak, which is the biggest selling spirit in this country. Despite its popularity here, however, the drink remains virtually unknown abroad. Now, though, one South Bohemian distillery has started selling its product in North America and is hoping that Canadians will develop a taste for Tuzemak as well. Earlier today, I spoke to Tomáš Petru from the Fruko Schultz distillery and started by asking him what the difference was between Tuzemak and better-known rums from the Caribbean.
The main difference is in production technology, because we produce our Czech Tuzemak from sugar beet spirit, but, for example, Bacardi, you produce, or in Caribbean, they produce in from sugar cane spirit. So this is the main difference. It is basically the difference of the raw material, and the raw material gives another colors.
Is there a difference in taste? I mean, what is that difference?
Actually, the taste, it is hard to describe. You have to taste it. The taste of Czech Tuzemak, it is lightly sweet with cinnamon and caramel addition.
Can we call Tuzemak a Czech speciality? Is it only in this country that it's made?
For sure. Tuzemak, it is a very, very Czech speciality. Also, it is known in the Slovak Republic, because Czechoslovakia was a long, long time one country. And also, in the Central Europe, you can find also some producers. For example, in Austria, they produce Stroh rum, and this they call it rum, and it is also on the base of Tuzemak, so it is very similar alcohol.
Now, you're exporting this Tuzemak to Canada as of this August. Who are you exporting it there for? Is it predominantly for the Czech population who live in Canada, or are you also thinking that this will appeal to other Canadians' palates as well?
Actually, I will be happy if other Canadians will like it. My first try was really focused on the Czech community, which lives there. Also, the quantity was quite low. It is the first try to focus on the people who live there, who know the product, who know the taste, and I hope they will find the product on the shelves of the liquor shops, and they will buy it, and they will bring it also among their Canadian friends, and they will drink it together, and also the Canadians will like it.
As you yourself just said, the first, I suppose, batch of Tuzemak that has been exported to Canada is really pretty small, but still you're saying that this has been a great success. I mean, in what sense is this a success?
For European liquor company, it is quite complicated to get on the North American food market, because if you produce a spirit, you have to register the product in a commission or liquor commission, and they have to approve the product, they have to taste the product, they have to check the composition of the product. So that's a thing which is complicated for me, and why I consider it as a success, that I passed the registration procedures and I got the product on the market.
That was Tomáš Petru from the Fruko Schultz distillery talking about his plans to conquer the new world with good old Český.